Okay, so let me show you example of the, what chiral rings are in examples. Oh, sorry. Another thing is the thing I have. I have written as an answer to Marco's question. This is also important. Yes. Okay. Okay, so let us see what this chiral ring is in examples. So example one. So Lander-Ginzburg model with superpotential W, say polynomial phi to the n or phi to the n minus phi to the 2 or anything. And QB, I remind you that this is this plus this variation corresponds to setting. So QB is what we need is this piece and this piece, and you don't want this piece and this piece. Right. Okay. Corresponds to taking epsilon plus bar to be minus epsilon bar, and this is n of epsilon minus bar to be epsilon bar. Take and also epsilon plus to be zero, epsilon minus to be zero. So what happens to this? Am I right? Yeah, the sign must be different. And these must be zero. Okay? So delta B, that's the variation under that. Phi is, sorry, I'm talking about Lander-Ginzburg model, so that's that. That is zero. And phi B, phi bar, that is epsilon bar psi minus bar plus psi plus bar, and delta B of psi plus minus is, there's no second term but there is a first term, and it has plus epsilon bar plus minus phi, and the last term, delta B plus minus bar is, there's no first term, but there is a second term, which is plus minus epsilon bar. Yes. That's the variation under this combination. And you're interested in the cohomology of this. And obviously, phi, any holomorphic function of phi is chiral. Phi is a chiral operator, chiral field. And any holomorphic function of phi is also a chiral field. Okay? But modulo QB exact ones, which is the differential, first derivative of superpotential. And we cannot find any other things like than this, than those things. Okay, so what we find is This is a polynomial in phi modulo the relation that this is set equal to zero. In other words, it's in the mathematical language, it's just phi modulo the ideal generated by this. Okay. So that's the space. And the product... it's the same. The first line is for us, and for the second line is for mathematicians. And the ring structure, product. Naively, the ordinary product of polynomials and that's correct. I haven't explained this, but we will see this, and that's correct. So the ring with such product structure given by this is called Jacobi ring. So the Kara ring for the Landau-Ginzburg model for the superpotential is the Jacobi ring determined by this first derivative of the superpotential. I haven't explained the important part that this is correct. Yes. Yes. Uh-huh. That's right. I think this variation expression is not altered, and that's... maybe you can consider this as you can quantize this so that this expression is not altered. And I'm talking about this situation. And okay, we will see when. Okay, we will see those things when there is a correction. You don't feel. Something if you don't have a correction, but if you have some correction, you will see where you should be careful. Yes. Why not? Say e to the phi, or you can consider that. But if you use this for polynomial phi, I think you can always make higher power things zero. Am I right? Maybe I should. This is a subtle part, but maybe you can say even for the case. Product. Oh yes, that's one way to say this. But not this. This is actually a sort. I don't think it's an important subtlety. But you can always say that even with W of phi non-polynomial, like e to the phi plus e to the minus phi, such a thing. Then you can consider this holomorphic function of phi modulo. First derivative. Yeah. It's not always, but for some good cases, like the case where the potential grows at infinity, then at least in all examples I know, you can make it this way. Okay. Well, maybe to be really general, you may just say holomorphic function of phi modulo this. Okay. The next example is the example 2. itself consider nonlinear mg Taylor manifold. The nonlinear sigma model. So let's just first consider this A-type ring. So QA variation. Corresponds to what? QA was Q plus bar plus Q minus. So what we need is only this part with plus sign, both plus sign. So what we need is epsilon plus bar and epsilon minus is zero, and epsilon plus is epsilon minus bar, say is epsilon bar. Now let's write down phi I is the first term only, and delta A phi bar I bar is the second line and the second term, and let's separate. This thing ought to be zero because QA must square to zero, and it is indeed. For psi minus, you only have epsilon bar plus and epsilon minus. These are those things which are set equal to zero, so this is zero. And similarly, and this. And the others are actually non-zero and complicated expression. Let me just write down. It's not so important. If you look at this, you notice something. You notice that maybe you can say that this is a coordinate multiplication or coordinate. And psi minus I as the dvi, and psi plus j as the dvi. J bar, and delta A is like exterior derivative. Indeed, if for each differential form, omega I1 IP, J bar 1, J bar P, dV I1, dV JP, Q here, dv j bar 1, dv bar j q bar. So this is a differential form on differential p comma q form on n. Then you can construct a field O omega. Just replace where you had dv bar, you just put phi phi bar, and dv psi minus I psi minus jp ip, and psi plus bar j1 bar, okay, so you can construct such field, product of these elementary fields, and if you just apply this, then you notice immediately this is this. So that field is closed, when this corresponding differential form is closed, this is exact when the corresponding differential form is exact. So this tells you that this ring RA is a closed differential form. On M, modulo exact forms, and that's the Durham cohomology of M. And the product, let me write somewhere, maybe there. Product. So naively, you just take the product of those expressions, then naively what you take, what you consider, what you guess is just this. So this will give you the ordinary cohomology ring. Ring of M. But that's wrong. In general. The correct answer is the deformation of it. And correct answer is so-called quantum cohomology ring. And this is a certain deformation of this. And how do I deform will be explained next time when we talk about topological field theory. But yes, this is an example where this naive answer is actually not right. Okay. And let me say the second ring, B-type ring, for this nonlinear sigma model. B-type ring. So QB variation, oh, I erased, sorry. QB variation corresponds to the thing I have erased just now. This is this and this. And here is the expression. It's a bit complicated, and there's actually a way to simplify it. And to simplify, and it's better to introduce other notation. Say this and. So take the linear combination of psi plus bar and psi minus bar, particular linear combination. Maybe I said either either sign is right. Sorry, I put in the wrong way. Anyway, so let's just define it, and this is still zero, and this is still this thing, which is epsilon bar eta I bar. And to simplify the rest, I just use the variation like this. Oh, I haven't redefined psi plus and psi minus, but psi plus bar, psi minus bar, it's better to use this. And you can show that theta I is zero. So look at psi plus the difference of the last line, and we are taking we are taking the variation where epsilon, this is zero, so you don't have the first term, you only have the second term. It looks complicated, but if I use the variation for phi that's inside here, actually that cancels the second term. Remember, this Christoffel symbol is the first derivative of the metric, and this will, from this you also have a first derivative of the metric, and that cancels in here. And by this, you ought to have this, and you can indeed show that. This is simply the correct sign difference. It's just the sum of the two, but epsilon plus bar and epsilon minus bar are different, are opposite in here. So you simply have this. And the final one is just complicated. So I just leave it like as it is. So that's the variation. So you can do a similar thing as we did for the A ring. So this suggests that phi I is like a VI, phi bar I bar is like V bar I bar, and eta I bar is like DZ bar I bar, and delta B is like del bar operator, Cauchy-Riemann operator. And theta I, by the position of this index, is like dz, dzz. So let's consider omega, which is omega I bar 1 I bar p j1 jq dz bar I bar wedge dz bar I p tensored with j1. So it's so called a poly vector. And you also want to consider them to commute with each, anti-commute with each other. So it's like 0, Q form on M with values in, P form on M with values in the Q's exterior power of the holomorphic tangent bundle. And corresponding to this, you have O omega, which is simply to replace. And this to eta I bar, eta I p, and theta j1, theta jq. And if you take the qb variation of omega, you indeed see that this is d bar Cauchy-Riemann operator acted on omega. So what we find as RB is the cohomology class of this complex. This will give you a doubled complex for each Q, 0, 0TM D bar, 0, 1, sorry, omega Q, omega Q, TM, D bar, etc. And the cohomology of this, the sum over Q of this cohomology, and there are P here, 0, P, M, Q, T, M. Okay, so that's the vector space and the product. Again, naively, it's just the product, wedge product. Just like in that case. And real story, you can show that it is actually correct if M is Calabi-Yau. What I mean by this is, again, first chunk class vanishing. If not, I don't actually know. Unknown. Maybe there's a correction, maybe not. I just do not know. It is an interesting question. Maybe some of you may already know. At least I know this is correct in this case where M is called M. If M is not M is Calabi-Yau, it's correct. But if M is not Calabi-Yau, I don't know. For this, you can use again the topological field theory that will be explained next time. Yes. Yes. Right. Yes. Okay, maybe this is a good point to stop. Today I wanted to describe this superspace and superfield, but that should be next time.
What happened to the last point that you ignored the complicated point that existed
when
you
got a
definition here? Like in the A model, the last two lines?
Uh-huh. So, okay. Sorry, which and which?
So you have five bar corresponding to the bar, and then the psi I.
Uh-huh.
Psi minus and psi plus
bar. Oh, okay. Yeah, I just don't do anything because these are not closed, so I don't have to include this in the story. Okay. It's like, actually, there's a, okay, it is like, okay, in the A case, it is like, so in the A case, I said psi minus I is like dzi, and psi plus I bar is like dz bar I bar. And actually you can honestly canonically quantize the system, and you can also use this identification there. Although you need to think of it as one form in the loop space. In the other things like this, this will have anti-canonical, non-trivial anti-commutation relation with this, and this will have must have non-trivial anti-commutation relation with this, and this can be roughly identified with I bar and G I J bar, sorry, J bar. Interior product. Again, on the loop space. And similarly for this. So there's a way to, at least, to formally think of canonical quantization, and that will just lead to Hilbert space of states as the half infinity plus something of the loop space of M. And to find the supersymmetric ground states, for example, would be to consider harmonic form on this space. And actually there's a, if you look at, oh sorry, no. If you write down the Hamiltonian, then it's not just Laplacian on this, but Laplacian on this plus some potential. And the potential, zero of the potential is like at the constant loop. And you can actually relate the zero of the Hamiltonian to the harmonic forms on the set of constant loops, which is M itself. And actually you can show in that way that this through the ground state of this quantum field theory is again the same as the harmonic forms on M, ordinary harmonics on form on this finite dimensional M. And that's in turn is the same as the Durham cohomology of M. And that's the same as erased, but the space of chiral rings, the chiral ring itself as a vector space. And actually, as I will say next time, that this chiral ring and also the set of ground, through the ground states are actually the same under suitable condition, like the condition where you have here, like Calabi-Yau, and is Calabi-Yau, or in other words, the presence of this R charge. So that will be the topics of the next time. Okay, I finish this. And are there questions?
My question was that you need the R like F A and F.
Oh, okay. Right. Right, so this is the condition. Yes. For nonlinear sigma model, FV always exists. FA existence depends on whether it's Calabi-Yau or not. Only when FA exists, there's an argument that this naive or classical picture is correct. Yes. Otherwise, in those cases, you cannot trust this. So that's why I don't know what is the right product. I don't know. It's very, vector space itself is very simple. But the space is much larger than the say space of Dhiram cohomology group. Not much larger than the space of Dhiram cohomology group. So it's not the same space. And also, although the index matches, it's not the same space. And also, of course, you can consider the space of the ordinary product, but I don't have any reasoning why that's the true product. It's commutative. It's commutative by definition. Yes. Yeah.